Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Texans, even money to win their division. Even money. The Jags are 3-1. Colts are 3-1. The Titans are 8-1. The biggest favorite to win their division? Can you guys guess?
Dodgers.
No, this is football.
I'm just to stick with Dodgers.
Okay. The Dodgers are the biggest favorite to win their division.
The biggest favorite to win a division is going to be the West. No, not Chiefs.
Nope.
Can't be Chiefs. It's not going to be. You're not going to say Bucks.
Nope.
Buffalo.
Oh,
Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Ding, 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 ding. Buffalo's minus 250.
God, that went from looking like a really hard division to not hard division.
The Eagles are the second. They're minus 150 to win their division. The Ravens are minus 125, which is a tough division. And the Chiefs are 125, minus 125. The 49ers are plus 125 to win their division, which isn't, I mean, that's the Lions are plus 125 because it's a tough division. But I think the 49ers are.
Just giving the 49ers every year.
We always, it's the uniform. I don't know what it is.
Well, because they go from bad years. Now, John, they have a history of going from bad years to really good years, too. If you look at them, they go from bad to really good. That is not unusual, but I just think they would do it regardless. You know, there's just a thought that, they're still the 49ers.
Well, they do have a lot of good players.
Yeah, I mean, they do. They do. They've moved some. They've moved off of some as well. A lot of them get hurt a lot.
Yeah. Well, they did get rid of Jordan Mason, too. I mean, that's insurance.
Well, you got a backup running back, or you got a starting running back who's hurt.
So Kyle Shanahan has been 6-10, 4-12, 13-3, 6-10, 10-7, 13-4, 12-5, 6-11. It's not exactly a yo-yo, but for the most part, he's been pretty good, although he's had some stinkers.
No, he's had stinkers. There's been three of them that have been bad.
There's 4 of them bad.
4 of them.
6-12, 6-10, 6-11.
Yeah, and how many years has he been there?
He's had 4 good years, 4 bad years.
Yeah, that's yo-yo.
Well, they're not, no, but it's 3 in a row they had good years.
That's fine, but he goes up and down. Like, it's not what people think. It's not sustained.
Yeah.
8 years and 3 of them were good. Like, that's not sustained success. You know, 49ers fans are kind of done with him. So it's funny because I get, you know, doing draft stuff, you kind of come in contact with a lot more fans. and you hear the narratives of the fans, which, you know, are probably going to be more in tune with what's going on than the national media, to be fair. They think Kyle Shanahan, like, is a predictable play caller. They hate him as a play caller, and he turned the reins over. There's a different play caller now. But they're done with Shanahan. And you know, and Steeler fans are really done. And I noticed that Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football had a rant about this. A lot of people are starting to look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, really take an in-depth dive on them. And since they haven't won a playoff game since 2017, if you look at the last 7 years, the only thing the Steelers really have going for them is they've got that magical winning season. But if the Texans had, but it's not enough for Steelers fans. We just act like that's an impenetrable shield for Mike Tomlin. Oh, winning. That's all he does, have winning records. I can promise you that's not enough for Steelers fans now, because they really have not been a major factor over the last several years.
Yeah. No, I for whatever reason, the Rams are better. The Rams just picked up a wide receiver. The Rams won the division. The Rams are a better organization. They are. They've won a Super Bowl. Shanahan's gotten to two Super Bowls, but he lost both of them. The Rams are better. I don't know why. I might put a little something on the Rams. They're the
Absolutely.
Second favorite. They're plus 150. So I mean that's a better bet than the 49ers right now. And the Texans are even money. They and the Bucks are even money. The only two favorites that are even money. The Falcons are second, Carolina, and then New Orleans. Boy, they're a mess. The Saints are a mess. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's try and catch up here. Let's catch up on breaks, and then we will get your calls in here. Come on. If you got anything, we got 45 minutes left of this week. We got the Cougs. We got the Rockets playing tonight. We got Astros talk. We've got NFL, whatever it is that you want to talk about. If you got anything that you want to get in here, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. I'm talking about Doc Linville. I'm talking about you as a young man. You are a young – I was a little bit older when I did it. But you know what? I love it. I love what I did. And if you're older and you hate being bald, okay, or having a bald spot or whatever, you can do something about it. Doc can help you with the neografting. If you're younger and you're starting to lose your hair, you're seeing the receding hairline, you're seeing the bald spots start to pop up, you're like, whoa, I don't want this in my life. Well, you don't have to have it in your life. And it doesn't have to be neografting either. It doesn't have to be expensive. It can be the PRP, which stimulates the growth of your hair. Don't just sit there and do nothing. Be proactive. If you're starting to lose your hair, this is the time to act. And do it with 975hair.com. Doc Linville has got the solution. It's awesome. I love it. You will love it. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance along with Dell at 713-780-3776.
Let's get callers in here, John.
All right.
Let's get Elliot. Elliot wants to make a comment on the Steelers. What's going on, Elliot? How are we doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah. Happy Friday. Just wanted to give a quick call. I heard you, Lance, talking about Shanahan and Tom, and I'm a lifelong Steelers fan. I've been a fan since the early 90s, and you couldn't have hit it harder on the nail head about Tomlin. We're so over it. It's been 20 years, the same old song and dance. The teams that he inherited that he won Super Bowls with from Bill Cowher, once they trickled out, and you could say that the Killer Bee era was better teams, he won nothing, and now we're just kind of in that oasis of going through the middle of the pack, and you can't really advance going that route. And it's, you want to move on from him in a respectful way, like, hey, thanks for everything you've done, whether we say the Super Bowls were Cowher's teams or not. You did some great things, but, you know, sayonara, we'd like to turn the page, and it seems like that's never going to happen. So you hit it perfectly. It seems crazy to people outside of Steelers fans to think that somebody could be over Tomlin, and be careful what you wish for, but it's at that point now where it couldn't come quick enough for him to move on. So
yeah, appreciate the call. You know, it's John, that was, like, I really only started hearing those, but it's been going on longer than that, but I didn't really notice it until the last couple of years. And I heard it some last year, and I realized it was a thing when Dez, one of our longtime listeners who's a Steelers fan, you know, she said, oh, no, this is a real thing. And then this year it's just been very, very obvious. If you pay any attention to it, and it's not at the forefront of most people's minds, but if you're inside the space where you're paying attention to other teams, you realize quickly, man, Steelers fans, I mean, they're done with Tomlin.
So I'm looking at the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he never had a losing record. Mike Tomlin has never
right.
had
a losing record. Right. That's what everyone hangs their hat on.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I'm looking at it. In 2003, they had a 6-10 record. In 99, they had a 6-10 record, 7-9, 98. They really haven't gone through a terrible lull like most organizations.
No, Cowher, well, that's why they've only had like three coaches ever.
Head coaches, yeah. I mean,
we had three in 3 years.
This organization has been so steady, and maybe in large part because they've only had three. You know, Noel was tremendous, and then Cowher was great. And
Cowher almost got fired. Everyone thought Cowher was getting fired, and then they didn't fire him. He ended up winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah. This is it's a great organization. The Rooneys are really, really good. It'll be interesting to see, you know, if they – so the Rooneys are – it's the Rooney Rule, right? They have a black head coach. I mean, I don't know that plays into their thoughts on firing him.
It doesn't.
Well, I mean, they stay with guys. That's
I would not make this a race thing. They stay with their – they do not – they are not – they are very conservative when it comes to making change. If something has been working, they're not easily excited by what a fan base says.
It is a race thing in a way, in a positive way, in that the Rule is named after the Rooneys because the Rooneys are so pro, you know, affirmative action. They are.
Yeah.
So,
and Dan Rooney was chairman of the league's diversity committee, which is why it got named that.
Right. So they are pro diversity, and it may play into, you know, we don't want to fire Mike now
because he's black.
Well,
because he's won, had winning seasons every year.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like I shudder a little bit at just thinking that we're going to say that maybe he's getting to keep his job because he's black. That feels just
I didn't say that.
You intimated that
it may play into their decision making.
I think that's disrespectful for a guy who's undefeated. I mean, who's never had a losing record.
Well, but also he hasn't won a playoff game since 17.
No, I know. But they're super conservative about change. That's how they are.
Absolutely.
My dad coached for the organization, and it's unlike anything he's ever been a part of anywhere in terms of, like, it is really family oriented. It's old school. Let me put it that way. And if you know, and John, you know this, old school owners were not like, oh, got to get rid of them. Oh, fire. What's this Twitter poll say? Beep, boop, boop.
Yeah.
That's not what they are at all. It's a blue collar organization, and I just think Mike Tomlin's not a losing coach. But at the same time, I get why fans are like, "Yeah, great, he had another winning record. We're not going any further every single year." I get it. I've heard it from here, Houston fans.
Right,
they were done with Bill O'Brien, and Bill O'Brien was winning divisions.
Well, yeah, but it was.
He was a total a-hole.
Well, it was.
Yeah, well, it went further than that. Yeah, that's not even. I guess that's not even fair.
I wouldn't compare the Texans to the Steelers ever. So, as far as organizations go, well, this organization, I mean, you talk about Twitter poll and what do the fans say, and that you don't think that they react to the fans? Yes, they absolutely react to the fans. I mean, Bobby Slowick mentioned Bobby Slowick on Twitter, and he sucks. Yeah. Okay, get rid of Bobby Slowick.
No, and that's a new school owner. Like, that's not an old school way of doing things. And there's not Kansas City's old school. You know, you know who they are. You know the old school. And even though Jerry Jones has been, well, you know what's funny though? Even Jerry Jones, who we used to consider this flighty, you never knew what he would do. His drafts aren't stupid. Not like he doesn't do splashy drafts. He doesn't spend outrageously in free agency. And he's actually stuck with a lot of head coaches longer than you expect him to. Like, Jerry is, and Jerry has been there since, what, 89? So, I mean, he is an old school owner. This guy's owned the team for 36 years, 35 years. He's been there for a long time. It's just, I remember when he was the wild card. Remember that, John? Well, God, you didn't know what the hell Jerry Jones was going to do. He fired Jimmy Johnson.
Right, right. Well, yeah, no, he absolutely stayed with Jason, and he stayed with McCarthy, and he stayed with Jason Garrett and McCarthy. And
yeah.
I mean.
And fans did not want those guys to stay.
Well, but he made a huge mistake with having too big an ego for Jimmy Johnson. That was. And now, look at the splash. I mean, you say he doesn't have any money to spend. He doesn't have any cap space to spend. Because they're always up against a cap because they spent dumb money on not great players.
Well, I mean, who? Dak?
Dak, number one.
Well, Dak was pretty good. Like, Dak's been a good quarterback. That's the problem with paying good quarterbacks elite money. You won't get elite production from them. You're going to always pay super high price for a good quarterback. It doesn't make sense.
Right now, they've got $39.5 million in cap space. They're just not using it.
Yeah, they just haven't used it, John.
This year.
But they got to pay.
In previous years, he's not had cap money.
They got to make that decision about Michael Parsons. Yeah. And, you know, CD got his money, but I'm sure he'll ask for renegotiation soon. That's kind of how it always goes. But right now, with Zach Martin being gone, it's Dak, Michael Parsons, Terrence Steele, and CD, and Trevon Diggs is
He wants a renegotiation. CD came out
in the
20.
No, I'm not saying he wants to, but it'll happen.
In the 20 draft, he came out.
Receivers.
Who did he sign? Miles Sanders?
I guess.
Yeah. He didn't sign a big deal.
And a long snapper.
Yeah, they haven't done much.
Yeah, they're not doing anything, despite the fact they have money, but they do have to pay Micah.
Rico Dowdle went to Carolina. So Sanders goes to the Cowboys. I mean, how much did Dowdle get? He's better than Sanders, right? Is Jerry trying to win anymore?
This has been the issue for Cowboy fans and Cowboys media all offseason and stretching beyond that. Why aren't you spending money? What are you doing?
Jerry is functioning like, I mean, honestly, he's functioning like the Steelers. If you know, the Steelers don't spend a bunch of money on other people's. That's the old school way. We're not going to pay a bunch of money to other guys. We'll pay our own team. That's how Jerry functions now.
It took him forever to give CD his money, as far as it felt like forever. It was in the news all the time.
No, it was forever on Dak, too. Yeah. He didn't want to pay him.
No.
Yeah. He didn't. In his heart, he knew that it was never going to work out for him.
And all you do is develop, you know, calluses between you and the player. I mean, Dak has got to feel like, you know, does that organization
who cares?
Didn't want me.
Look how much money you have. Who cares?
Yeah, well,
he ended up getting
great.
His money.
That's great. Except you want to be you want to have a great feeling about your organization.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, you're speaking to that from the Dak. Now do the Jerry Jones side. You happy with that deal?
Hell no. Then
so,
get rid of him.
So what do you care if Dak has? So you want to make Dak feel better, so you give him that money right away?
No. So Kyle Tucker him. Go trade him.
Yeah.
And let somebody else get their draft pick.
Everyone's too afraid to do that.
Okay.
Well, at some point, somebody's going to be the first one to really. I mean, Denver did it with Jay Cutler way back in the day. After just 2 years, they got rid of Jay Cutler, which seemed kind of crazy at the time. But I'm waiting for that first team that says, you know what? This guy's good, not great. We're going to deal him. Like, if San Francisco had crazy balls, they would move on from Brock Purdy. They'd say, you know what? We're getting ready to have to give Brock Purdy over $40 million freaking dollars. And this guy's a game manager.
40? Like, over 50? Well,
yeah, I'm saying over 40 for sure. It could approach 50 million.
Look at Denver. They get rid of Jay Cutler, and you know they go through a bevy of and then they go and give Peyton Manning the money, and Peyton Manning wins a couple of Super Bowls.
One for them.
And went
one,
to two.
So we'll get
he
to
was,
another one.
He was
but
that's a,
those are extenuating circumstances. That guy was coming off
instead of frittering away years with a guy that's not going to win it for you, I mean, they ended up winning one.
Yeah.
They ended up winning one and getting to another one.
But it took a lot. Like most, I think most instances, there are way more instances of finding teams that could never get back to having a quarterback after they lost a quarterback. Like it gets very, very difficult. The Steelers are in that place with Ben Roethlisberger. And they're lamenting that, like, golly, we cannot find a quarterback after Ben. And that happens sometimes. Yeah. You know, it's what makes teams too afraid.
Or the Packers that do it, they draft quarterbacks, and even if you don't, even if the incumbent doesn't like it, oh well, we're going to have our future ready. And you know what? They've had a quarterback for all of these years.
Incredible! Like it's the outlier of all outliers. Three quarterbacks drafted. You know,
they traded for Brett Favre.
But
the guys they drafted weren't top of the draft guys.
But they were first round.
Yeah, but they weren't. But they got those guys because they either fell or that was their right place in the draft. It's not like the Packers were bad and got a top five pick.
Other teams who have tried that have failed miserably. Like, it doesn't typically work for teams to do that.
Yeah. And I was there when they traded for – it was the dude was the backup for Chris Chandler in Atlanta.
Well, that's because he was also a pillhead and he was a – he was an alcoholic and a pillhead, and he was
not. Then he was.
He wasn't exactly. Oh yeah, yes, he was. Go read up on that. Oh, absolutely, he was. It was a big issue. It was a big issue. He was wildly immature.
Well, he was wild.
He was wildly immature, which is why they got rid of him. But he was talented, and Ron Wolf recognized the talent.
I type in Brett Favre, Falcons, and one of the things that pops up was drunk, overweight, and underplayed.
Yeah. They said he was not serious about football in Atlanta.
Well, I did a game, Southwestern Louisiana versus
Brian Mitchell
versus Southern Miss.
Yeah.
Brett Favre threw a touchdown to Jimmy Smith in the corner of the end zone to beat. And then I was there.
Wait,
in
that
Green
Jimmy
Bay
Smith
when he got
from
there.
The Jags? He went to Southern Miss?
He went to who?
Jimmy Smith, who played at the Jags?
Not that. I don't know if it was that Jimmy Smith. I'm not sure it was that Jimmy Smith. But it might have been that Jimmy Smith. But
Jimmy Smith went to Jackson State.
Okay, different Jimmy Smith.
Yeah, different Jimmy Smith. And it was I just don't remember that part of it. I do know this. My buddy owned a bar, and he said, "Boy, Brett Favre came in, and what a dick he was."
Can we say that, Dale?
You can call someone that, yes.
We can?
I mean, we don't generally do it, but you can call someone that way.
Fred used to do it all the time.
Yeah, you can call.
Fred and AJ said a lot of things that he said something weed.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if I say,
don't say
coochie, Dell goes insane.
Well,
don't dump it.
Because you're making a reference
it's
to
a song.
Body part.
Pump the coochie. Hey.
Stop saying
coochie, it. Coochie, baby.
You're making a reference to a body part.
Yeah.
He's calling someone
is John.
No, he's calling someone.
No, that's not. It's an adjective of a person.
He's insulting someone.
I'm not using it as a sexual organ.
Well, mine is not. Mine's also not on the bad word list.
Do people get called that?
Mine's not on the bad word
list. Have you ever heard someone get called that?
What?
What he says. What Lance says. Have you ever heard someone get called
that? Oh, yes. Well, yes. In Australia, they say it all the time, but they use a different word.
No, that's a way different word.
Yes.
Yeah. Way different word.
My point is, as abrasive of John's word is, it seems to fall in line with that being okay. What you're doing, I'm pretty sure it's not, and you keep doing it.
We got a break because Dell's got to tell us what he learned that we didn't talk
John
about today.
John always asks us, what did we miss? We'll get to that
when we
come back.
Yeah, what we missed this week, as a matter of fact. That'll come up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now we're talking about Pro Dunk. You know, I use a lot of times, and I love talking about, you know, the Chastangs or the Gulf Coast Windows, or because I think that they're the best. I really do. Well, that's what I think of Pro Dunk too. I had a Pro Dunk goal, and I got to tell you, it's the best goal that you could possibly buy. It is the technology is second to none. The tempered glass backboard and the unbreakable rim, and the kids can hang on it all day long, and it doesn't matter. You don't have to worry about that. Oh, well, we got to fix the goal. No, you never have to fix the goal. You never have to fix the pro dunk goal, ever. And you see these baskets with the bent rim and the white backboard that needs painting, and boy, you want to talk about trash. That's trash. The pro dunk goal will always, will forever look great, be great, work great, never falter. I mean, it is the best goal. The installation is perfect. They're going to come to your home. They're going to pour the concrete. And they're going to make it. They're going to pour the cement, and they're going to make this the best goal you could possibly have. So you're looking for the best goal in the market with the rim, the backboard that raises and lowers with just a push of a button. ProDunk.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here. ProDunk.com. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So Dell, end of the week. Did we miss it? We even touched on soccer, okay? That's what we did. We did it all this week.
Kind of.
Anything we missed? What did you have in your show this week that we didn't, Del?
Well, I had Raheel on the show.
We didn't miss anything there.
He talked about the wildfires. The astronauts came home.
Uh-huh.
Also, 5-year anniversary of COVID, the shutdown for COVID. Raheel's doing serious stuff. We didn't mention, this is more football related, we didn't mention that the Texans are still on the hunt for wide receivers. Matthew Golden came in for a visit. So we know they've tried to acquire receivers, and they have Christian Kirk, but they're not done. I agree. They don't have a good wide receiver room right now.
Okay. Or a good offensive line room, honestly.
No. Okay, how would you be pissed if they took – if Matthew Golden is sitting there?
At 25?
Or what's the Missouri wide receiver?
Burton.
Luther Burton. I'd probably rather get a wide receiver later based on – it's not bad in the second and third round at wide receiver. I'd rather – I think if an offensive lineman's there, you got to take a look.
Yeah, so one of my question is if they take a wide receiver –
I won't be mad, but it's not my preference.
Well, I really like the job that Nick has done. His offensive line evaluation has not been great.
No, it's not. And I don't have a lot of faith after this offseason. Like, Ned Ingram was really, truly puzzling for me. He's not a good football player. I don't know why he did that. Lakin Tomlinson, I get it. But now Ed Ingram, like, ugh, gross. Cam Robinson, I get. You know, I get that one. But
he's got experience, but man,
yeah, he's got experience. A lot of teams don't want to sign him. There's a reason. Texans aren't really – beggars can't be choosers in this instance. And you really don't – it was a bad offensive line year in free agency. Everyone kind of knew that. But, you know, if you were really serious about it, you might have tried to overpay for Ronnie Stanley. I think Ronnie's just – wanted to stay with Baltimore, and that's it. I don't think he wants to go anywhere. So,
no.
We'll see.
Well, he signed a nice deal. So
it's not great. You know, the Kenyon Green missed. He wasn't here for Titus. But he did give Titus a contract early before he got to fifth year, which I thought Titus should have just played it out. That's just a difference of opinion. I don't know. It's not that he's wrong. Just I have a difference of opinion. Juice Scruggs might be a miss. Unfortunately, that may be a miss as a second-round pick, which I thought that was – I thought Juice was going to be either a third or maybe an early fourth. When he went second, I was a little puzzled, but I'm like, okay, he's a pretty good football player. You know, maybe a little early, but whatever. But I did wonder how he fit into a zone scheme because I didn't think Juice was a zone scheme center. So that was a little troubling to me. Shaq Mason – I would argue that they did not get their money's worth out of the Shaq Mason signing, free agency. So, yeah, Nick has been a minus on the offensive line.
Yeah, that's a problem.
He's been a plus in the secondary, big plus. I'd say he's been solid at linebacker. And, you know, some of this is now going to be D'Amico, too, so whatever. He's been a big minus on the offensive line. Wide receiver... he's been fine at wide receiver. You know, Nico's been good. And you had to judge Nico based on not even playing the COVID year because he sat out the COVID year. You only had 1 year to judge Nico Collins. So I give him a lot of credit for that.
Yeah. How about that? Third round when he only steal. Had. Yeah. But huge steal. You got a wide receiver one in the third round.
I mean, Tank felt like a steal.
He
at
was
the time.
Right on Stingley, and he had to face all the backlash when Sauce had the big rookie year.
Yeah.
And he was right about Stingley.
Yeah.
Bullock.
Bullock
is
Lassiter.
Great.
Did he Jaylen? Draft Petrie or was Petrie? Yeah, I think he drafted Petrie. Petrie's been solid. Despite him being a Jaylen.
The Will Anderson and CJ. I mean, there was a lot of talk about going different ways, and they did it. And they got two what looked like foundation players. I mean, that was a ballsy move, going second and third.
At the time of that trade, the NFL, particularly the podcast NFL world, from all the big podcast sites, were like, that Texans pick to the Cardinals is the best asset in the upcoming draft. Because the Texans are going to be terrible. That pick's going to be great. And, of course, we saw what actually occurred.
Right.
They were killing them for that trade.
Hey, he ain't afraid to, you know, take chances. I love that. That's great. He's taking some chances. And you know what? They for the most part, worked out. It's just his offensive line, his evaluations on offensive line. That's a negative against Nick. That's a negative. He's not hit on his offensive line. All right, News of the Weird coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Chastain Ford's coming your way right now. Love Chastain Ford. I buy my vehicles from Chastain Ford. I want you to buy your vehicles from Chastain Ford because I'm going to tell you this. You are not going to get marked up. You are not going to have add-ons. You are going to walk out of there with the truck that you want. No BS. And listen, no markups, not ripped off. No protection packages that you don't want that protect nothing. No nitrogen in your tires, window etching. I mean, they could do that stuff for you if you want it. But they're not going to try to sell you that. That's not the way they go about it. That's just not. A lot of dealerships are like, hey, get them in here. Make sure that you sell them this package and sell them that package. Get that price up. We got to get the average sale price up. Nah. No, we ain't doing that. Matter of fact, you don't even have to go into the dealership. There's a lot of dealerships won't let you do the whole thing online. Chastain Ford does. You don't even have to go in. You never have to see them. You buy it all online. They'll deliver it to you. I mean, that's how Chastain Ford does it. $6,500 cash back right now on 2024 F-150s. It's truck month. Super Duties, $3,000 cash back. Plus, you got Chastain discounts on both of them. You're looking for the deal. It's truck month right now. And get the best deal you can at ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. Just 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
An employee at Walgreens in San Francisco's Castro District was arrested Wednesday for allegedly stabbing a suspected shoplifter. Do you feel like this would deter shoplift? I think if people think they're going to get stabbed for shoplifting, they won't shoplift anymore.
It could. Yeah, it could. Boy, stabbing is, yeah.
I mean,
I'm not sure what they were taking. It was worth the blade, but he was arrested.
Yeah, I just feel like maybe the punishment doesn't fit the crime, but I think it's a deterrent. It's a deterrent. Right?
It is a deterrent for sure, yeah.
Men with pythons are wanted for a Tennessee gas station theft. Have you ever tried to steal something with your python?
No.
You haven't?
No, but
Del, have you?
That's a pretty good... That's pretty scary. What if you just dropped a cobra in there and said, everyone out or I dropped this cobra?
Right. No. That's a...
I would run. I would take it all.
I would give them whatever they want. You come in with a python. Nope. I am not. I'm out. Coffee theft has surged in the U.S. as prices for beans soar. Coffee beans soar. Do you think you should start stealing some coffee?
No. Quit asking us if we would steal, and then another time you're telling us people who steal get stabbed. Why would you do that? You just told us people who steal get stabbed.
If you steal, you should get stabbed. So don't steal coffee.
Don't steal anything.
Don't
Definitely
steal
not bread either.
You well, which would,
what
okay,
about the
who
guy who stole bread back in France?
Who would win? The Walmart worker who stabs people or the guy that's got the robber with the python?
I feel like it's going to be tough to beat a Walmart worker. How about a Walmart Black Friday shopper?
Oh,
if we're going to match up fights, give me a Walmart Black Friday shopper looking for a TV deal versus Python guy.
I don't know. You just let the Python go and
well, I mean, okay, how tough are you without that Python?
Well, but no, you let the Python go and get the person. They're going to try to stab the Python with the knife.
They will stab a Python.
I know. You can't beat a Python with a knife.
You can't?
So I'm going with the guy with the Python.
He can beat a python with a knife.
Runners at Brighton. Okay, is your wife running in London?
Yep.
Okay. At the Brighton Half Marathon, how about this? They had to apologize after water cups were reused at the half marathon. If you drink and then give the cup or throw the cup on the ground, should they pick it
nice
up and fill
going,
it up?
Nice Brighton. Way to go. That's why your soccer team sucks.
That's why your teeth are all bad.
They're better than your teeth.
Well, but we're better over the last 6 weeks.
Okay.
What about
Brighton,
the
you
20
suck.
Weeks that came before it?
I don't care about that, Dell. Soccer's a long season. We break it into, like, quarters.
Yeah, that's the point. They've been better than you over 26 weeks and still are.
You know, there's some big girls that play in college basketball, I just noticed.
Tall? You mean?
No. A little bulkier. The bulky girl can play. We don't see it in men's basketball as much anymore.
We had DJ Burns last year.
We did have him, and he was kind of – and you're legendary.
It's usually – well, in his case, he was out of power school. But
it's always a big guy. It's not ever a point guard.
It's a lot of times it's someone at a smaller school who, you know, skilled but not particularly – athletically gifted but skilled, so they get to play on at the smaller school. Maybe they make the tournament, and we start to love them.
Yeah. Oh, we're always going to love the 300-pound, 6'7" post. Yeah. Yeah. Always.
Oh, we always like the fact.
Yeah. Basketball player, are you kidding me? What about that one guy?
How
you've seen it, John, the white guy with the glasses that is enormous, and he falls on the ground one time. We're setting a pick, then he gets up and makes this sweet pass from the high post to score. He's like... It was at some Bible college, Division III Bible college,
awesome.
This guy is. Yeah.
I've never understood how you could run up and down the court all that time, all of the workouts that and still be fat playing basketball. I have no idea how that's
pituitary issues.
Thyroid issues.
Probably. Scalpers were caught selling free DMV appointments for $250 in Miami. Would you pay $250? For a DMV appointment?
No.
I don't know.
It's a pain in the ass, but no. Just go out to Rosenberg. They go fast.
Richmond Rosenberg is the best place. Don't tell anybody, though.
It's huge.
Yeah. Do not tell anyone that Richmond.
Yeah, you guys don't go there. Keep going to the one off Gessner.
You guys have been telling everyone that for years, and then with the caveat of don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
You guys keep going to Gessner. That's great. It's fantastic. Stupid. It's a long wait, but it's worth it.
The people are wonderful.
We're done.
John Dell claims that there's something that happened on our show that he is not going to. He's been saving something from this show.
I know. He's saving something all the time.
I'm saving something from the Gonzaga Georgia game and how it might affect the Cougs.
Yeah, he told us he wouldn't say it on our show.
Because you're such a POS.
I did my research on Gonzaga. And what happened yesterday in that game is an outlier. We'll talk about it on the
great. Well, you don't bring that to the show.
No.
You're a traitor. A
traitor to who? You?
Yeah, this show.
I've never had
this
any loyalty show. To you.
He is yes, he's not did. Loyal.
I've
he's
never
not
been
loyal.
Loyal
at all.
He's hoes. That hoe
he's
ain't
Jose.
Loyal.
This hoe ain't loyal.
I've always looked at you as a stepping stone. Now it's just out in the open.
These hoes ain't loyal.
That hoe ain't loyal.
You wouldn't want to hear it anyway. You don't care about what I think, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I really don't.
See?
So it's
See,
time
there
to
it
talk.
Is.
Yep. There it is. There you have it. Time to talk about game day men's health. That I like that. I'll tell you that. I like game. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of what game day is doing. It's a relatively new business. They're sprouting up all over. I think there's 11 now throughout the city, but there's going to be 19, 20 throughout the city. So easy to get, going to be easy to get to. I would sign up now, though. Find a location, the closest one nearest you. You don't have to go in. They can get you. They'll prescribe pills for you. They'll give you the shots that you can inject yourself, or you can get pellets that are time released over time. I mean, they've got every option that you could possibly need. They've got a great way. They've got a solution for any problem that you're going to have. Are you losing focus? Are you losing energy? Are you not sexually active like you used to? It's unbelievable. They've got peptides that are going to help you along the way. They have expertise in all of these things. It's awesome. And they got a lab on site. You can find out in 15 minutes what your blood is doing, and they can diagnose it and tell you how to fix it. It's awesome. You're looking for the best way to go about this thing. You need testosterone, and maybe it's just not testosterone that you need. It might be more. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. That's GameDayMen'sHealth.com.